Hi, I'm Gil Headley, and I'm the proud sponsor of the Anatomy and Movement Channel. Welcome. This conference is important. It's both groundbreaking and ground-building. Literally hundreds of thousands of us have gathered here to expand our experience of embodiment, and in so doing, evolve the embodied experience of our world. Embodiment is a practice that anchors us consciously into that which is common to us all, our human body. Regardless of our differences, and we have them, we all live out our lives in a body, and we're all connected by that shared experience. I've been developing integral anatomy for the past 25 years. I believe the human body is not a problem to be solved, but rather a gift to be received and explored. Integral anatomy is an approach to understanding the whole body, which emphasizes textural layers, continuities, and relationships. We notice differences not to create separation, but to appreciate that which unites us all. I'll be presenting here on the Anatomy and Movement Channel, as well as on the main stage, and I hope you'll join me to explore the heart of inner space. And for further study with me, check out my website, gilheadley.com. When you join my site, you'll automatically receive 3 free full-length courses because I'm on a mission to share what I've learned through my own deep exploration of the human form. And I'm certain that these courses will enhance and transform your own embodiment practice. I hope you enjoy the presentation.
Okay, it's all you, Ryan. Take us away.
Okay, cool. Let's do it. So first off, let me move here just a little bit, make sure my camera's in there. I would like for all of you to stand up, please. And the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to take a look at a front scale. Okay, now this is a typical gymnastic movement, but I don't want you to think about any particular moves or particular poses that you've done in the past. This is all about listening to your body and right now trying to feel what's going on in the body. So all I would like for you to do is pick one leg. It doesn't matter. And today I will apologize because we don't have a lot of time. We're only going to do it on one leg. Sorry. Okay. But first off, all I would like for you to do is stand with your feet relatively close together. I'd like for you to bring your hands down by your side and just kind of relax. All I would like for you to do is shift your weight to one side. Notice I shifted slightly. And then I would just like for you to pick that foot up off the ground. This is super simple. I'm sure you've done this a lot, but I want you to feel what's going on with the foot that's gripping the floor. Are you losing your balance? Are you falling to the side? Do you find that you actually need to bend your knees slightly to find that balance? What's going on with your upper body? What's going on with your head? Do you need to bring your arms out to the side? So these are all little things that I want you to start feeling when you're doing this very, very simple hold, if you will. And as we start to sophisticate this movement and start to take it and move it around, then this is what I want you to feel. So super important, and this is going to carry over for better control for when we start to do some of those movements. So first off, I'm going to show you from the side here so that you can see what's going on. So I have now shifted my weight onto this leg, and I want you to lock out this base leg, okay? So in other words, you're not bending your leg, you're keeping it straight. Your chest is up, and I would like for you to bring your arms out to the side for balance. All I would like for you to do is take this front leg now and extend it to the front. This is it. So this is our scale. Now, what I would like for you to do is keep holding that. Super simple, right? Now close your eyes. Now feel what's going on in your body. Good. I see some of you fall out of it. I see some of you fighting for it. Okay. Great. Now relax for me. Because I mentioned before, and we talked about the feeling, what's going on when you're gripping with the floor, you know, are you moving to the side and things like that. When you close your eyes, it's obviously very, very different. Okay. And the thing is now we've taken away our sight, which means now our relationship to space, in other words, having that spatial awareness, has decreased. And this is a big thing, actually, when you get into particular movements where you're rolling on the ground, or for example, and we'll notice this, we'll take a note of this later when you're doing it, but when you actually probably close your eyes during movements, which is very interesting. But the better off we can take a simple movement like this scale and work on finding our balance, because we're never in balance. We're always fighting for balance, but being aware of what we need to work on in order to do that is going to help us for any other movement out there. Okay, so what we're going to do now is I'm going to ask you to do that same movement that you just did. So I would like for you to start off with your base leg that's straight, and I'm purposely not showing you. I'm going to talk you through it. I would like for you to take a base leg. This time your arms are going to go out to the side. And I would like for you to pull your knee up towards your chest as high as you can. Now, take note of your base leg. Is it still straight? Do you have it locked out? Okay, nice. Now, what's going on with your chin? Is your head up? Is it down? Are you shrugging your shoulders? I see some of you pulling up your shoulders like this to try and find balance. Pull the shoulders down and back. Chest is up. Very nice. Now, from this position, I would simply like for you to extend that leg to the front by pushing your toes forward. Nice. You can straighten your toes. You can pull the toes back. It really doesn't matter. Now, what's going on with your base leg? Did you bend it? Are you leaning backwards? Some of you, I can see that you are, okay? Now, go ahead and relax for me. Now, this should be a simple movement, and it is, as long as we can find our place. And our place means where is a good level of which you're extending the leg or pulling the knee up that allows you to own that movement. And this is what I want you to explore with right now, just real quickly. Rather than me talking you through any of this, I would like for you to perform this front scale where your arms are out to the side, base leg is straight, chest is up, shoulders are pulled back and down, chin is neutral. You pull the knee up and you slowly extend the knee. And I want you to be able to do this without wobbling. So what this is probably going to mean is that you don't take your knee as high as you did before. Might be very low to the ground, and you're going to extend that leg out to the front. Okay. Now, did you lean back? And I noticed that a lot of you, when you did this, you hurriedly extended that leg, okay? Do this one more time for me, and I want you to slow it down to the point where when you're performing this movement, there's no bobble at all. You're finding that point. You're slowly, slowly extending that leg so that you're finding balance, and you're locking out that front leg. And you're doing this in a way that you truly, truly own this movement at that level. So find where that is for you. Now, once you find it, I would like for you to start to move your leg to the side. So for example, here I am. I'm going to start moving my leg slowly, slowly, slowly. And feel free to do this with me right now. Slowly, slowly moving this leg. And I'm going to bring my leg all the way to the back. And I just want you to feel what's going on when you're doing this. Okay? And this is really good. I'm seeing some really good stuff here. And it's very slow, nice. Make sure you keep that front leg straight. Now I want you to point your toe for me in the back. Perfect. Now simply place your foot down and back behind you on the floor. Okay? Now, I'm really rushing through this because, again, we don't have a whole lot of time. But this awareness... And the way that we're doing is we're starting off with a simple movement working towards sophistication. So in other words, the movements are going to start to get harder, okay? But the concepts that when we go through this today are all going to be the same. What's going on in the body? Do you own that movement? And the way to own it is to slow it down and just pay attention. That's it. It's like anything out there, okay? So once again, that's a front scale, and we're going to the back scale. So now what we're going to do is we're just going to put this together quickly, and I'm going to show you how we're going to get into the next movement. So watch me real quick, and then I'll cover it. It's actually pretty simple. So from when I'm doing this, again, I'm starting off, shoulders are pulled down and back, chest is up, head is neutral, legs are locked out, arms are out to the side. I bring the knee up, locking out this leg, extending the leg to the front. As I go to the side, I'm going to go pretty quick so that we can just show you, so I can show you what we're doing. I'm pulling it back behind me, toes go down, and I'm going to kneel down. Okay? When you kneel down, try not to let your knee touch the ground, okay? In back. So you're hovering. And if possible, think of doing it almost as if you're doing a shrimp squat. And for those of you who don't know a shrimp squat, just think of doing a single leg squat where you squat down as far as you can without your toes touching the ground and back. So please do this for me. I'd like to see how you're doing here. Very nice and slow. You extend the leg to the front. Slowly, the leg goes to the side. Now, Rebecca, fabulous. Lock your leg out. Lock your left leg. There you go. Nice. Very nice. Slow it down. Go to the back. Yes, without planting the foot down. That's correct. If possible, squat down. So your back leg is hovering off of the ground. Very nice. Okay. Now, the cool thing about this is that this is a particular combination of movements that I like to use in which you can actually, you're training that the control, which is your balance. You're also looking at flexibility. And in terms of flexibility, we're talking about mobility. Do you have the ability to be able to put your leg into a particular position and keep that position throughout the movement? And then in back, we're looking at strength, where it could actually be a single leg move, where it's actually like a shrimp squat where you're squatting down and you're doing this. And so this is something that you can use that is training all of these together at the same time, okay? Now, great. That was a quick thing. Next off, we're gonna take a look at what I call the swipe. And as soon as I show this, some of you are gonna be like, what the heck? But bear with me, okay? So what we're gonna be doing next is from this squat position that you just did, as you squat down here, placing the foot down on the ground, the hand goes to the side and you simply end in a tabletop position, okay? Now, this is where the swipe is gonna come into play. I'm gonna show you the swipe quickly, then we're gonna cover it. From this position, I go up over and pop into this position, all right? This is a swipe. This is our rotation in air. I'm gonna break this down. And while you're doing this, I want you to think about how slowly you can do it. It's gonna be pretty tough, to be honest, because you're in motion. So let's go ahead and just start this from the ground. We're starting in this tabletop position. All I'd like for you to do is bring the one arm up off the ground, and I want you to reach, and as you reach, twist on the balls of your feet, touch your hand, and then come back to the first position. Perfect. Okay? Pretty easy, yeah? This time when you go, we'd like for you to bring your outside leg, this leg, up over. Okay? Good, good. That's great. Now, when doing this, I want you to actively push away from the ground and pause. And I want you to see what you're feeling, okay? Where does that shift in your body happen? In other words, up until now, you might have not noticed it. But when you push down away from the ground, you start to feel it in somewhere in the body where you might not have felt it before here. And I want you to try and hold this position. Okay, so just give that a try. Nice. Don't put your hand on the ground. Push away from the ground. Push away from the ground. Push, push, push. Nice. And then return to that starting position. Fabulous. Okay, now is where things start to get fun. And now as you go over, I actually want you to push your feet back so that you're landing in a plank position. So from here, as I reach up over, I slowly put my hand down to pop into this pseudo plank position. I call it the floating tabletop position. Slowly, as slow as you can, pop into that position. Very nice. Okay. Again, this is a very simple type of a movement, but what we're just trying to do is take a movement, okay, that's very dynamic and break it down in order to look at each piece of it to get a better understanding of it. And when we can do this, it's gonna allow us to bring more awareness to make it more beautiful when we're doing it. Okay, hope this makes sense, all right? So this time when you're doing this, I want you to try and bring your hips up a bit higher before you jump over to the into that pseudo plank, that floating tabletop position. So as I come here, I bring my hips up a little higher and then pop into it. Okay. And again, I apologize because I'm really hurrying through this. But once we put all this together, it's going to make a lot more sense. Perfect. Okay. Now, once you get into that floating tabletop position, I would simply like for you to take the opposite foot and bring it over the top. So what we're doing is we're continuing. It's almost like a barrel roll through the plank. So I'll do this quickly for you. Yeah, I see a couple of you already do it. Perfect. Okay. So we're going through. We pop into this floating tabletop. We pull that foot up slowly, 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 slowly. Return into this crab position. So we're going through this entire movement now, but doing it as slowly as possible. So it's like that barrel roll, if you will. Does that make sense? Any questions on that? I see a few people doing it. Fabulous. Just continue the motion. Your hand goes on the floor, and then you continue moving forward.
I have a question.
Yes, Rebecca, yes.
When you're coming back to end the movement, are you picking up, like from tabletop, are you picking up your leg or your arm first? What's the sequencing?
That's great. So the sequence would be first picking, because both of your hands are on the ground and needing to be there to push off of the ground, you want to pull the leg first. Okay, so watch real quick. So I'm pulling through. Now I have this leg that comes up first, the hand goes down, foot goes down. Now, as I push, the foot starts to come. Then I bring the hand, and I'm using my fingers as training wheels to catch myself for balance, slowly, slowly, slowly bringing the foot down, and then finishing up in this pseudo crab position, okay? Mike Fitch is on here trying to hijack the conversation. Tell you what, love you, buddy. Okay, everyone, this is a fabulous, fabulous job. Now, we've done this slowly. Now let's see about putting a little motion into it. And the goal here is actually not, it sounds strange, but the goal is actually not to do that swipe that I did as fast as possible. It's to actually start to speed things up with control in order to see how we can do this. So as you go through here, again, I want you to do the same movement. Even though you're speeding it up, I want you to bring the same awareness into it that you did earlier. So like, as I mentioned, Rebecca, I was talking about how you use your fingers as that training wheel, if you will. Okay, even though it speeds up, still think about, oh, training wheel there, or pushing away from the ground, or bringing that leg or my hips higher, or whatever it is that you want to focus on, that single thing as you're going through the motion. So just one more time, and then we're going to really kind of get into this. Nice, very nicely done. Fabulous, fabulous. Kristen, great. That's great. Rebecca, wonderful. Kenty, good. Oh, Sydney, that is great. Okay, fabulous. Okay, great. Now I just want to challenge you, okay? And this is typically not what I do, but I think this would be kind of fun today because you're all doing such a great job. Now what I want you to do is actually try, when you're going over, to get that rotation. And we've also just kind of warmed ourselves up for this movement, and that's why we didn't just jump into it. But as you go over, I want you to think about timing now. And this is where control really comes into play. It's not a matter of just going, but where do you add that momentum during a particular movement? So in this case, I reach, but as the hand comes to the floor slowly, I think about twisting my body fast. Up over, then this leg is gonna kick through, And what we practiced in the very beginning by bringing our hips up high into the air allows me to actually get a feel for what I need to do when I start to do this movement. Again, sorry, I know we're jumping right into this movement, but if you would like to, I'd like for you to go ahead and try this to see how you could do it. As you come through, rather than putting your foot on the ground, you simply let your foot go through and twist into that final crab position. Yeah, there you go. Kristen, that was great, good. Good, Ben, good, Rebecca, yeah. I think you're fine that you're able to do it. But the thing is this is one of the things where if you were to just try this in the beginning, it can be very confusing if you don't know the progressions to get you there. Ray, that was it, good, man, okay. And this is a fun little movement. There's so many other things to talk about. Landing on the balls of your feet rather than flat-footed, very important. Making sure that you're pushing off with that base arm in the very beginning when you're doing it. Rebecca, it's already great, getting a lot better, okay? So the thing is though, is we're looking at control. How do we get that control? Is by bringing focus to each part of a particular movement. I've discussed this many times before. Movements only have three parts: beginning, middle, and the end. If we can break those apart, we can look at the beginning of a particular movement, really get good at mastering that. We look at how we can work on the middle portion, which is typically the most difficult because it's actually in motion. And then the last one is the ending, which would be typically the landing. And so that's where we're looking at the feet and things like that, okay? So again, I'm kind of blowing through this, but this is how you can get better control and by looking at each particular movement and doing that. So this time, what I would like for you to do is take the front scale. You're gonna go front scale to back scale. You're going to squat down, placing your hand on the ground. You're gonna go from the tabletop into that swipe, okay? So quickly, I'll show this to you. My camera's a little weird there, but I'm going from this, let me show you this way. So I'm going from here. As I bring the leg in back, I'm squatting down as low as I can. I don't have my leg on the ground just yet. I'm waiting. Then I put my toes down, hand goes down, and then I set up for this swipe. Now we're going to go ahead and try that. Put that together and kind of explore that. Nice and slow, nice and slow. Perfect. Yes, and that was great. So your foot comes down to the ground. Yeah, you might need to turn there, Kristen. Good, that was good. Okay. Ooh, Rebecca, that was great. Everyone's doing a fabulous job with this. Yeah, kind of fun. Great, and go back the other way. So good, there you go. Bring the right hand up, Kristen. There you go. Good, and continue with the move. That's perfect. Now, what I love seeing right here is that you're all working at a level that's good for you. And that's the most important thing. Just because I said, okay, here's the swipe, and I show you the swipe, doesn't mean that you should be doing it. And so this is about listening to your body and say, okay, am I really ready for this? And the unfortunate thing is a lot of people, you'll see something on YouTube and you'll be like, oh, that's super cool, I'm just gonna try it. And you end up hurting yourself because you just end up trying the movement rather than really taking a look at, okay, what am I actually capable of doing? And then once you have that, the capability, then you start working on the ability to perform a particular movement. Great, okay. I love it because all of you are really getting into this. Yeah, that was good. Sydney, that was great. Okay, so let's move on to the next one. It's pretty good timing. So next 10 minutes, we got 10 more minutes before we start getting into the question portion of it. Now, we looked at single leg balance. We looked at twisting in the air, okay, working towards that. And the last thing we're gonna do is we're gonna take a look at rolling on the ground. We're gonna use just a standard shoulder roll. And what we're after though, is not just rolling over, is we're actually looking at how slowly we can perform this.
And so I want to see like super slow-mo shoulder roll. Okay, there's many, many different ways to teach the rolls. I'm going to teach you one that I like to do that I find that pretty much everyone can do right away. Now, all I want you to do is think about a window, and you're going to make a window with your arm, and you're going to look through that window up at the ceiling. If you just think about that, everything else is going to be great. I'm going to show you the roll real quick, and then we're going to go through it together, okay? So from here, I look through the window, the butt comes up in the air, and I slowly come forward. And that's what we're going to do right now, okay? Y'all ready for this? So, starting with your knees on the ground, we'd like for you to bring one hand down in front of you and to the side. This is going to be your window arm. The next arm, the other arm, is going to extend outward, and you're going to take your thumb and rotate it under and try and pull it towards the ceiling. What's happening is this is allowing rotation of the shoulder and going to let you put your head closer to the ground. Please try not to let your head touch the ground. Something you can work on later, but we're not slamming ourselves into the ground. We're placing our shoulder on the ground. Now, as I place my shoulder down, what's going to happen is this leg is going to float slightly naturally, and I want you to look through your arm up at the ceiling. Now, from here, once you get to that position, all I would like for you to do is push your butt into the air, and you might find that you actually just naturally roll over. Push the butt up into the air rather than trying to roll over. I hope that makes sense. Perfect, Rebecca, great, good. Seeing some great stuff there. Kristen, that was great, good landing there. Okay, now, this is the very basic version of this. And again, I apologize because we only have a little bit of time, but the purpose of this isn't actually just to get the roll. It's to get a feel of what your body's doing when you try to perform this movement. So once again, when you're going over, key points here, looking through the window, rotating the opposite arm thumb towards the ceiling. And then I want you to watch what I'm doing with my butt here. As I go here, I'm not kicking, I'm simply pulling the butt up into the air. Once I can do this now, it shows that I have control. In order to do the roll, all I need to do now is just walk my toes forward and I let myself fall forward, rather than trying to jump and do that particular roll. So this time when you do this roll, I want to see how well that you can control the entry into it and let yourself fall over. See, we got a spotter over there. That's great. So Kristen, stop right there. Stop. Ooh, come back. Okay. So before you start to move forward, I want you to go ahead and get in that position one more time for me. Now stay right there. Now bring your toes up on the mat. Perfect, okay? Now I just want you in this position, so everybody, this is a great example because this can help. I would like for you to try and now stay in that position, but put your heels towards the floor. Does that make sense? Good. Just stay right there. That's great. Now keep pushing your heels towards the floor. Good. Now bring your, yeah, and stop right there. Now see how you have better control now? And so I know this is tough. You're doing a great job. But a lot of people, when they're doing rolls, simply think of going over. When in fact, when you're looking at a particular roll, what I'm after is actually being able to take the body up towards the ceiling in order to find the balance and the anchor points, right? What you just did is perfect. And in this case, the anchor points are the toes and the shoulder that's on the ground. What's in between? Our butt. So if you were to think of it this way, this is not yoga, but it almost looks like you're doing a downward facing dog on your shoulder. Now, great, Kristen, now we'd like for you to do this one more time. You might want to move a little further back. Now get back into that position for me, please. And this is fabulous because we can do this. Now, that was great. Push your heels back down so that your butt is coming up into the ground. Now stop right there. Now, stay in that position, but walk your toes forward. Walk your toes forward just a little bit. Keep walking. Just keep walking. Keep walking. Great. That's the forward roll. And that was perfect. Okay. This is about control. And these sort of things can be scary. And so in everything that I'm doing actually in GMB is trying to take away that fear factor of trying to do something, whether it be the handstand, the cartwheel, the forward roll, the swipe. If we can take away that fear, or let me rephrase that, we always will have that fear. If we can be comfortable in working with the fear and knowing that we have the capability to start working to increase the ability to do something, we're always going to get better with whatever we're doing, okay? So this is where, in this particular case, just throwing yourself forward, yeah, you might be able to do a roll, but do you own that movement? And do you do it in a way that's going to allow you to start sophisticating that movement and building on it? For example, doing backward rolls, jump dive rolls, doing rolls over objects and things like that. So this is what I'm talking about. And it all starts with the very, very basic movements. All right. Now, we've got 5 minutes. And what we're going to do is we're going to put all of this together. And what I would like for you to all do is think about, okay, we've done these three things. We did the front scale, back scale squat. We did the swipe, and then we did the forward roll. When we put them together, I want you to think about how you can have control over each of these movements while you're doing it. I don't care at what level you're doing them. If you just stick with the very, very, very basic level, fabulous, okay? It's all about how are you performing the movement when you're doing it. Not about being able to nail a movement, if that makes sense. Okay, so let's do this together. I'll talk you through it. So go ahead and stand up for me. We'll start off with our front scale. So hands come out to the side, chest up, chin neutral, shoulders are pulled back and down, legs are locked out. You're gonna shift to one side of the body in order to extend that front leg. We're going to keep it low in the beginning or wherever you would like to do it, making sure that we have our balance. We're going to slowly, slowly take this leg to the back, making sure that we're keeping our base leg locked out. Chest is still up. We're not leaning forward. The leg comes back behind us. From here, we're going to start to squat down. Feel free to bring your hands out in front as you perform this pseudo shrimp squat. As low as you can to the ground, once you stop right here. Now place your toes to the ground, spot down further, taking the outside arm to the floor, twisting your body so that you're setting up for this swipe. Now, ultimately we would be going in the opposite direction, but again, I want to talk to the camera, so I'm gonna go this way. So the hand comes across the body. We're gonna do a swipe, but we're gonna do it at our own pace. I'm gonna do the very easy version. Here, pushing down away from the ground. Finding and feeling what's good for me. From this position, this is where things are gonna change a little bit. I want you to go ahead and bring one leg through so that you go back into this sitting position. I know this isn't very flowy, but work with me here, okay? Now we're in our position to be able to do our forward roll. So we bring one hand forward to make the window. The opposite arm goes out, thumb twists, up towards the ceiling. We address the floor, look through the window. We push our heels back towards the ground, walking our feet forward, slowly, 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 finish up so that we're in a sitting position. Yay! Okay. Now, again, this isn't the most lovely flow in the world or anything like that, but really the only thing I'm trying to get at is to say, all right, these are three concepts. Single leg, twisting in the air, and rolling on the ground. If you think about what we just went through, you can pretty much apply this to any movement out there in terms of, if it not just single leg, but anytime you squat down to the ground, if you're finding balance, trying to find balance when you're standing, when you're twisting to try and do something,
And when you're rolling around on the ground, if that's something that you do, the concepts, it all comes back down to awareness, slowing things down and getting a feel for what's good for you at a level you can own that, at a level where you can own that. Does that make sense? It's really all about play and exploration, but done in a way that we can do it safely. And this is unfortunately where I see a lot of people out there. There's some great tutorials out there, but the problem is, to me, they're lacking because they just jump up into the next thing so quickly without really explaining what's going on and how a person can do it safely in a way that's not going to injure them, especially forward rolls. I find that a lot of people, when they roll, they just kind of Hail Mary and kind of just jump into it, literally just kind of jump into it. Okay. Questions. Let's go ahead and get into questions. I need to drink some water. Any questions? So I'm glad someone said that they had fun. Thank you, Kristen. That's fabulous. It is scary. And that's, again, the thing is that movement can be scary. I mentioned the handstand earlier. And when I teach handstands, the first thing we do, the very first thing, is we focus on how to bail out of a handstand. And so that is a cartwheel. And so the very first thing that you do is you always focus, can you do a cartwheel? And people are like, no, I want to do a handstand. I'm like, okay, I get it, okay. But let's focus on a cartwheel because the cartwheel is the bail. And when you can focus on safely getting out of a movement, it's going to allow you the opportunity, again, to be comfortable with that fear and know that you have an out. And so similar to me, like if I go hiking or something and there's a very long trail and I want to know, okay, if along the trail I happen to get injured, where would be my emergency escape route? Okay, that's kind of what we're talking about. I know that sounds a little weird, but you know, I'm actually going on a huge hike here pretty soon. And so that was something I was thinking about. It's the handstand. It's the shoulder roll that we just did. If you didn't have a place where you're able to stop and control that movement before you went over, then you might go over because, as one of you wrote, my back is so flat, how can I roll? Well, that's by controlling the movement in the beginning. Actually, as you go into the roll, this is something we didn't cover, is as you start to go over, you tuck your body in. And so anytime that you find that your back is flat in a particular movement, it's because you're not rounding your back. You're not bringing your chin in and you're not tucking your knees in. And so even though you have your butt high as you're walking over, if you have that control to stop, then walking your feet forward, you know, oh, all I need to do is keep my chin tucked and pull my knees into my chest. Yes. So questions. 45 years old, we learned how to handstand. That's fabulous. That's amazing. So any questions? Anybody?
Where on Facebook Live is this? Don't understand that question.
It's on Facebook.
Oh, joining. If you're on Facebook Live, come join us on the Zoom call. And then you can do all the functions. Click through into the Zoom call. How are you posting, though, if you're on Facebook Live?
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Yes. Question. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Do you have any tips for, you know, like facing that fear when you're doing physical stuff? I like to do it. And so if you've, I like to face the fear. So if you've got any tips for it, fire away.
That's great. I think it's like anything, the older I get, you know, the more I kind of realize this, and I wish I'd known it when I was younger, is that, you know, a lot of, especially the vernacular that we use is, hey, just jump into it and give it your all and things like that. But I think a lot of times is really understanding, okay, awareness, just simply being aware. Okay, do you own that movement? And owning a movement to me doesn't mean that you can do it perfectly. It simply means that you're doing it in a way that you know, pardon me for saying this, that you're not going to break your shit. And really, that's, I think, a huge thing. And so sometimes I think that we try and push ourselves to the point before we actually own that previous movement. And I'm not saying that you need to stick with one single variation or progression of a movement for like a year before you move on to something else. It's simply, can you perform this movement or level of this particular variation or progression at a level where you're just really comfortable with it. Then what you do is you try the next progression. And that's it. And you try that next progression. And when you get, and when you try it out, chances are you're, well, not chances are, but you will know, okay, wow, I feel okay doing this particular progression. Or you try it out and you're like, whoa, I don't think I'm ready for this. And so it's really pretty easy. And to me, this is kind of how I decide, not just that, but everything in my life right now. Is it a hell yeah? And if it's not a hell yeah, then it's a no. And so that's kind of how I decide things for me right now. So for example, if I'm working on a particular movement and that day, this comes into auto-regulation, and this is simply, I might've been able and felt comfortable with a particular variation of a movement a couple sessions ago, but I come into my session today and I try that same variation and I find like, I don't own it today. So I would say, okay, that's cool. I'm going to back off a little bit and work on the previous progression or variation, because I know I can do that in a manner that's going to allow me to really get in some volume of that particular movement. And even though I'm not working maybe at that same level that I was working at before, I'm still working on sophistication of that movement, making it beautiful, trying to bring better awareness and see how I can, you know, maybe work on bettering my hand position, what's going on with my, you know, scapular elevation or whatever, depending on that particular movement. Therefore, I will continue to improve, but I'm doing it in a way and at a level that's good for me so that I can continue to do it over time. So that's what I think it is. And it's one of those things where just because it says on a piece of paper that today is your X day for your workout doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be good for you. It's really figuring out, okay, look at the long run. I want to be able to do this until I die, okay? Well, and I'm talking like of old age, not from doing something stupid, okay? But I want to be like Canty, okay? He's my role model, all right? And so the way to do that to me now is, okay, auto-regulation. This is something that kind of scares me, and that's totally cool. But I'm not just going to do something that day just because I've decided in my training plan that today is this progression or variation of that particular movement. I'm going to make sure that I'm good to go for that day. And if there's somewhere where I'm kind of like, oh man, I really don't think I can do this today. Cool. Don't do it. It's as simple as that to me. Okay. By doing that, continuing though to work on a progression or variation of it, and doing that, you're actually building up your tolerance of that fear. And because again, it comes down to volume. And to me, it's all about repetition, but not doing as many repetitions as far as just cranking them out, but doing a single repetition as beautifully as possible, and then trying to do another repetition as beautifully as possible. That volume adds up to mastery of movement and owning that movement so that the next level happens naturally. You're not searching for that next variation or progression of the movement. Again, it happens naturally because your body is moving towards that. Cool. Any other questions? Rebecca, yes.
Working with clients, how can you communicate that methodology of toning it down to own the movement to clients that don't quite, they haven't quite bought into the GMB method yet. And they feel bad about themselves because they can't do the full thing and they don't want to do the easier thing because it's like an ego thing. Like, how do I be encouraging? Yeah, how do I communicate, I guess?
This is a tough one. And again, you brought up the key point. It's an ego thing. Especially we want it now. Saw someone do something. Why can't I do that? You know, Ryan's this old hairy dude. He can do all that. Why can't I? Yeah, I should be able to do this, right? You know? One of this thing, and this is a tough thing, and this is something we actually talk about in the apprenticeship, which is our when I teach and bring up trainers in GMB, and that is having that empathy for that person and understanding that we were in the same place, and then trying to think, okay, how did you overcome that? In other words, how did you make that shift? What did you need to do in order to make that shift? And this is really tough. And so this is why I don't push things on people. Each person is different. And so the big thing to me is give that person what they want, but more importantly, give them what they need. And so if you can work with a person where they feel that they are getting whatever it is out of that particular movement, but then also add in some other things, I think it's going to help. And this is where it's a tricky balance, because I know what you're asking me is they want to be able to do that movement. But if you can actually explain to them and show them that by doing this other thing, it's going to help them for the thing they want, then they're probably going to be more open to being able to spend more time on the other things. And it comes back down to like a person, if they come to me for a handstand or something and say, yeah, I want to be able to do a handstand. I'm like, okay, cool. Show me your wrist flexibility. And they're like, yeah, here's my wrist flexibility. I'm like, okay, well, we need to kind of work on that. It doesn't mean that we're not going to work on handstands. I'm going to give them something where they feel that they're working on the handstand, but I'm also going to be working on their wrist flexibility so they can actually get into a position where they can safely do it. So again, it's a balance, but always think about the empathy part of it. For when you went through it, what were you feeling? What are some of the things that, you know, you were stuck with as well, and things that can help for them as you move forward? I hope that answered. I mean, this is a tricky one because it's dependent upon each person.
Yeah, I love that, Ryan. There's a couple ideas that I think are really key. One is staying on a progression long enough, and how, you know, we have this appetite sometimes to jump past where we're at.
Oh, yeah.
And how checking our ego can be really powerful. And then The other one that you talked about there was variation, right? And I think these are, when you can find a tweak that's like, Louis West has this idea of lateral creativity.
Yes.
Right? So if you can do a cartwheel, but maybe you don't go straight to the front handspring, but you find variations on the cartwheel and can keep you moving forward.
That concept and speaking with him years ago helped me to reframe the way that I approach certain movements. So for example, I was actually doing this with my gymnastics and some of the other stuff I was doing, but brought this back where, like you mentioned, okay, you can do a forward, a shoulder roll. Now, can you do a front flip? Rather than say, okay, let's change that. And let's see now, I can do this forward roll. How many different ways can I get in and out of that forward roll? Rather than thinking that it has to be this progression. And so that's why in GMB, we're always talking about not just progressions, but variations. Variations are cool because that means that you expand outward and it gives you more tools in the toolbox. And plus, it's about exploration and keeping things fun. And that's what always I just don't get is when a person says, yeah, I can do this movement, and think they're done with it. And I'm just like, really? Wow, that's pretty interesting, because I'm still seeing things, even with the bear, monkey, frog, or crab, because I'm still exploring different ways to get in and out of it and variations on that. And so to me, that's really what I love. So, yeah.
Yeah. A couple ideas that popped in there I really liked about the variation thing. One is, you're just getting more, by playing with it, you get more reps before you ask yourself to do that. And then also what you can think about is like, if you think about this progression is the foundation for the next progression. When you own all the different aspects of this progression, it's like you're expanding the foundation on which you're building.
That's exactly right. And like I mentioned earlier, that next progression actually happens naturally. It's funny because it's like, the front lever, for example, is a great example. It's like, if you're working on just getting that base down, I always think you should have that base. And then the thing is when you start working on variations of that, and then one day you're just like, I'm just going to try whatever it can be, the front lever or something. You might find you're like, oh my gosh, I like kind of have this already. Okay. The thing is, though, then people get stuck on thinking they just should do that. And so I try not to do that. I always just come back and continue working on that other stuff. And then when I just need to take a cool pic for Instagram, that's when I just do the full thing. And people think I can actually do it. I'm just joking with you guys. Just like blank faces there. Okay. Any other questions?
Louis West on this, in our group of anatomy speakers. We've got to get Louis West. That's awesome that you had a conversation with him. And that guy's so amazing. So, yeah. Ryan, the next thing we need to talk about is where do people go to get all the Ryan Hurst GMB goodness? You guys just sold, 60,000 programs. People are doing stuff all over the world, getting amazing results, getting stronger, learning movement mastery, self-autonomy, all this amazing stuff. Where does someone jump in with you?
Yeah, super simple. You can go on to any of the interwebs and just type in GMB Fitness, or you can just go to gmb.io, not com, I-O. So gmb.io, super simple. Everything you could ever want to know and things you probably don't want to know about GMB and me are all up there. So yeah, by the way, even though I am the dancing monkey for GMB, it's not about me at all. Everything in GMB is simply what can we do for you and how is this going to help you in your lifestyle and for the activities that you want to do in your life. We don't want you to do more GMB. We only want you to do enough that's going to help you to be able to do the other stuff in your life that you really want to be doing. So it's not about working out more. It's about just doing enough to be able to go and play and have fun and do the stuff in your life that you want to do. So there you go.
Thank you, Ryan. So if you enjoyed this session, if you enjoyed Mike's session earlier, I know he's on the call. And if you enjoyed Kate's session, if you enjoyed Jen's session, so many amazing people. You know, we are selling the Movement Anatomy track. You can go over to the website, buy the whole track, get it on pre-sale discount, and you'll be able to go back and do this workout with Ryan again. Do your workout with Mike again. So you're gonna have an awesome time with that. And then you can also just get the whole conference. It's 1,000 speakers, some of the craziest, you know, amazing leaders in so many different fields that you can get access to. So that's available to you. So make sure you check that out. And Alicia, is there anything else we need to do for the outro here?
No, we are all good. All that information is in the chat for everyone.
There you go. Check out the chat. Click on what you need to know. Ryan, once again, it's always a pleasure, man. I look forward to more chances to connect and chat and share ideas about this crazy movement game. Alicia, I guess that's all for today. Any last words, Ryan?
Thank you so much, everybody. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others. That's all I have to say. Thanks again. Cheers.
There you go. Mike Fitch wants to know how long you've had that amazing beard.
What was that? How long have I what?
Had that amazing beard.
I was born with it, and that's why I've had to shave since I was like, you know, one. And yeah, so this is actually just 3 days growth, by the way. So anyway, Mike, love you, man.
It's hard.
Thank you for being on here again. Really appreciate it. And yeah, have a good one.
Have a good one. Bye bye, guys.